Thank you, Jack. I want to thank Senator Reid for his leadership over many years in the United States Senate on issues that pertain to helping and protecting and supporting working families, and in particular the whole challenge we have with regard to housing, and especially in this most recent crisis. It's the only word we can describe this housing mess for a lot of families as a crisis, and Jack Reed's been a leading voice on this for so many years, and I'm grateful for his great leadership on these issues. And I'm going to introduce Mayor Nutter in a moment. I did want to just highlight some of the and reiterate some of what Senator Reed said with regard to the legislation proposed by Senator Reed and our Democratic leadership team. What we're trying to do, I think, with this legislation and other legislation that's already been introduced is to do at least three things. Keep people in their homes, protect our communities, and make sure the communities don't suffer from this foreclosure crisis any longer. And thirdly, to do everything we can to help those who are already in the middle of this crisis. So all of this legislation is designed to do that. I think some of the features that Senator Reid mentioned, the counseling money is critically important, and Senator Reid has been a strong supporter of that, as have I and other members of our caucus. We couldn't have gotten it done without our appropriations work. Senator Patty Murray was a leader on that to get it through the appropriations process. Senator Brown and Senator Schumer worked very hard as well. But one of the things that I'm concerned about is even though we have $180 million that's already been approved, even though this new legislation would add $200 to that, and that's a very positive development, my concern is that we use, my concern is that we won't use, and I think one of the amendments I'm going to be offering will focus on using a portion of that, up to 20% of that $200 million, to do outreach, because you can, even good counseling won't work unless people know about it, and I think we've got to examine closely whether or not there's enough of an effort by way of advertising, television advertising especially, but other ways, outreach so that people are going door to door to bring people into the system so that they can get the counseling they need to avoid foreclosure or to mitigate the effects of a bad mortgage. The bankruptcy provisions that Senator Reid talked about, bankruptcy judges should be allowed to modify the terms of a loan agreement, and that's not permissible now under law. The $4 billion in this Foreclosure Prevention Act for community development block grants is critically important. So this is a great piece of legislation, and I would hope that our Republican colleagues don't block it just because the president told them to. I hope they wouldn't rubber stamp the president's agenda, and I hope they would work with us to pass something that's sensible, that gets to the heart of the matter early, and is not something that deals with this crisis down the road when it's too late. So we want to keep people in their homes, we want to strengthen our communities, and we want to help people that are in the middle of a foreclosure crisis. I wanted to turn the program over to Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia, who is someone I've known for years when he served in the on the City Council of Philadelphia, has done a great job in the opening weeks of his administration as the new mayor of our largest city, and has a long, long record fighting for consumers, fighting for taxpayers, and being very concerned about neighborhoods and the people that live in neighborhoods. And housing, of course, and affordable housing is a critical component of that. So, Mayor Nutter, we welcome you, and we're grateful for your participation in this call, along with Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island.